Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on this fantastic Sunday for Tweaking Your Vibrations Blog Talk Radio. Val and I today are going to be talking about UFOs. Val, you there? I'm sorry.
I'm here, honey.
I was just going to run right over you.
Oh, baby, I'm here.
Oh, my God. How are things going for you today?
It's absolutely awesome. The rain is calming down, and it's good because it's just been a wet and wild week. How's it going over there?
Fantastic weather. No rain, of course, Southern California. I'm hoping for rain, though. I'm like, please let it rain, just like for a couple of days. Just a torrential downpour.
Yeah, I'll send you some of mine. How's that?
Send it right on over here.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. But like I was saying before, we're going to be talking about UFOs today, and I know this is a topic that a lot of people have been interested in. There's been a lot of movies done on extraterrestrial life, and Val actually recently met somebody who was an abductee for years, right, Val?
Actually, I think he still gets abducted. I think he's getting used to it, but yeah, I really, his name is Sandy Nichols, and we'll be sharing his website, but I really believe he still gets abducted, or he sees them still, and he's got a great book out that I'll be sending people to his site, but he does a lot of research on it now, and he collects the stories of those that have been abducted, so It's very thrilling. I mean, it's fascinating and kind of, you know, little nervy, and yet at the same time, you know, these people are having real experiences that they want, I believe, people to stop saying, you're crazy. It's not happening.
Right. Right. I was watching a show, I can't remember what the name of it was, a couple of weeks ago, where there was a doctor who was kind of dispelling what was going on with abductee, saying, you know, well, you know, this is what happens in the brain whenever you're, you know, it's called sleep paralysis, and, you know, it's very common. But I can kind of relate to some of the things that they were saying, because even when, right before you you astral travel, if you're paying close attention, you will get that body paralysis, but you're not dreaming. It's not, you're not in a dream state. You are actually up. You're awake, and you're very aware of what's going on. And I remember one guy in particular, him saying that, you know, he wished that they would quit saying that, you know, he was asleep, and dispelling the fact that he knows for himself what's actually going on with him. I think that's very interesting that they do that. I
do too, and I also think that there's like mind control stuff that happens in that, because a lot of stuff from what I've read and research is that things are happening telepathically. And you know, they wake up and they have very strange experiences, but telepathically, there's things that you don't remember this, this never happened. It's kind of like animals. Like, you know, there's different animals kind of to cover it up. It's all just kind of strange and fascinating, yet I think it's time, with so many people experiencing these things, and we could segue into this particular disclosure product, it's time to start really, you know, up in the ante, and let's talk about it more. Let's put it on the table and allow, you know, and I really want and desire the governments to be a little bit more open too. I mean, especially in the United States, because, you know, no, it's not happening. And I was reading these letters to the Congress, their congressmen, and they were getting all sorts of, responses back, and I'm thinking, well, it's easy to send a letter. Mm-hmm. You know, I've sent issue letters to our congressmen, and I got nice replies as well. Well, yeah, the letter is easy to answer because you're not in the face with somebody listening to their personal experience, and or your family hasn't been affected by this. Because if your family had been affected by it, guess what? You'd probably be having a different response.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Exactly. I think that's the major issue with this, is because because something hasn't happened to a particular individual does not mean that it's not happening to somebody else. And I think that's where they I think that kind of mentality kind of blows off anybody else's story of or account of what's been going on with them, and you really don't know. It's not up to everybody else to say, you know, well, no, this is not what's happening to you. This is what is happening to you.
Oh, yeah, it's like, and you know, so let's segue a little bit about this because, you know, it's just the whole thing's fascinating. A shout out to our listening friends on our chat. Thank you for joining us. We really, really appreciate you coming on. And if you feel free to add a question in the instant chat messages, Angela and I would be happy to share your questions and your comments because, you know, our show is about interaction and inviting people to even call in. We love to have our listening audience call in or make comments about this, you know, these topics, especially if they resonate with them and they have a personal story. So we just want to invite anyone and everyone to, you know, interact with us. But one of the things I told Angela about is I listened not long ago to this whole video. It was back in 2001. It was an interview with a Dr. Stephen Greer. You could go to his site. He has several, so I'll send this one to you because it's about the Disclosure Project. It's http://www.disclosureproject.org. That's DISCLOSUREPROJECT.org. And I listened to about an hour and a half of an interview that they had with several firsthand witnesses. And it was fascinating to me because these are people that worked in the government. These are people that worked with NASA. These are not just, you know, not just abductees, but actually witnessed firsthand some of the stuff that was going on in, you know, during over the last, I'd say, 50 years. And countless that they want to go before the Congress and talk about it more. So it was, you know, it was a little, I couldn't, at parts of listening to it, I couldn't even wrap my head around it, Angela, because I was like, for real? For real? And, you know, not to take away from them, I'd love to get Dr. Greer, to, you know, as we continue to talk about this more through our shows, I'd love to have an interview with him even on our blog talk because you just are listening going, well, wow, I'm not going to just, you know, what's the word, negate what they're sharing, but some of that stuff was really fantastical.
Yeah.
You know, especially around what was covertly hidden. I'll give you one example. One thing they shared was the NASA space pictures. They were sharing that they're airbrushed out. If you have any kind of scenarios in the pictures that that disclose alien activity or any kind of you know, images, they airbrush those out before the public sees them.
Oh, wow.
They have a special cleaning crew.
You know, that's not so hard for me to believe.
Not me either, but can you imagine? I mean, there's a lot of things going on in there, out in the world, you know? So I was like, oh, wow. And then another thing was that, you know, tons and tons of UFO activity. Some of them have crashed. And, of course, you know, we all know about Area, 51? There was a lot of people. But there was materials there that was found at Area 51 at one time or close to it. And some of the experiences that people had in regards to these materials, it was unlike anything that we've ever seen. And at the whole balloon or the whole helium, you know, like the balloons, they said these are air balloons.
Oh, yeah.
Actually a story that was a cover-up based on some personal firsthand experiences of people touching the material. It was like they said one of the women that basically was told it never happened was she had the material in her hand. She crinkled it up in her hand. She couldn't even feel it, but when she dropped it from her hand, it was like water. It splashed.
Oh, wow. That is that's absolutely amazing.
I know.
I love hearing these stories. I love them.
So,
but don't you think, though? I mean, even with the denial of the government, I mean, come on. I don't think that, you know, deny, yes, yes. But I think that they know more than they're letting on.
Well, yeah, they know more. And part of it is because based on some of these evidences, they're gathering information. They've kind of made an agreement behind for technology. There's a lot of technology out here that, you know, has been higher intelligence, ET intelligence. And they don't want other people to know that. And but yet, you know, it's like a momentum. It's going to build up, and people are going to, you know, it's like this. Letters aren't going to change. More people standing up, the wave of people standing up and saying, we want disclosure. We want to, you know, speak about the big pink elephant in the room. We want to stop omitting. Hiding the information from people keeps them from having the opportunity to choose what they desire and to think and feel about the information. It's like treating everybody like a little kid rather than letting people make up their own minds. And it's going to take more and more people to work with that. And one of our guests says, I think full disclosure will happen in a downed craft or mass citing something that the government can't deny. And there are sightings right now, and the government's still denying it. Some of the letters on the Disclosure Project, you know, they want you to fax your congressmen and stuff. And I'll keep this in mind. And they're still not, you know, they don't want to talk. It's a touchy subject. So
they're not gonna. You know what though? Because it changes the whole dynamic of what we've all been taught since, you know, the whole foundation of what we have in place to keep people in check. And, you know, as far as religion goes, if people know that this is going on, then this changes everything. And people don't like change. People don't want change. Everybody
wants
to stay.
Change, maybe.
Well, and that's the whole thing. You have to rewrite. You have to rewrite everything. It's just like when Pluto was discovered, and, you know, they were saying, you know, well, it's not a planet. Remember how people got all pissed off about that?
Oh, yeah, because for a long time they feel like it's a you know, it's an energy from a planet, especially for astrologers. And then they all, you know, now they want to bring up something new. I'm okay with change. You know, Angela and I, you know, we work with transitions and change. I just want people to get more real about it and stop acting like it's almost like because we're omitting it, we're making it bigger than it really is.
Yeah.
You know, we have this idea that we're the only entity in the universe, and that's where, but yet look at all the things that are through movies and things that are made. That stuff comes through dreams, imaginations, that source comes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always heard that when we dream, we're actually more awake than when we are awake and not dreaming. So, you know, Star Trek is kind of it's not an unimaginable occurrence, you know, like a situation. It can actually happen. But there's other things galactically, and if you start understanding how, you know, our universe works and how vibrations work in our universe and how different realms work, and the speed of thought or the speed of, you know, sound and all those things, when you start getting into the quantum physics, you can start seeing that maybe the where these things exist is on a different vibration than ours, than our physical world. Maybe it's in a different realm that doesn't have the gravity that we have. It doesn't mean that it's not real or happening. It doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. So
if we admit that, then we're admitting that, you know, things have to change, because now the power of what we have created, the whole scope of that, we have to point the fingers at ourselves for creating what we, you know, creating all these illusions and saying that things can get better when we focus on something. Somebody else has to do it. We just have to wait for that person.
Well, we have a lot of things tied into, like profiting from war and profiting from oil. Some of the technologies that right now, and this is one thing that Dr. Greer is wanting to change, is some of the technologies can actually help change global warming and change things out here for us in a higher intelligence. And yet the government and certain powers to be have a lot connected or a lot tied to the profits from war industry and the profits from, they want to keep it to themselves. They don't want to kind of allow the whole world to enjoy a whole different change. It's coming. We know it's coming. So mm-hmm. this disclosure project, just to kind of get back from this, this was a press conference that happened May 9th of 2001. There was over 20 military, intelligence, government, corporate, and scientific witnesses that came forward at a national press club in Washington, D.C. to establish the reality of UFOs or extraterrestrial vehicles, life forms, and resulting advanced energy and propulsion technologies. The weight of this firsthand testimony, along with the supporting government documentation and other evidence, will establish without any doubt the reality of this phenomenon. And that's what I listen to. You're welcome to go to, as I said, Dr. Greer's site, along with some other people, called the disclosureproject.org, and be able to watch that some of that press conference there. Because it's fascinating. I mean, these people worked behind the scenes and can give you firsthand. That's where some of that NASA airbrushing and some of the other, I won't give away too much of the press conference. I really want people to experience it firsthand. But there's some other detailed information that is causes me a little bit more concern. And part of it is the voice of, I want to check it out. If somebody tells me that something's happening, I'm an open skeptic. I want to mm-hmm. I want to be able to mm-hmm. check it out for myself. And that's one of the reasons why we have this blog talk is, you know what? Check in. Check for yourself. You know, check what we're saying out there. See what you feel like for yourself, because, you know, we're only basing it on our perspective and our experiences. Versus, we can't control other people's experiences. So we just want to put it on the table and educate and bring the links that, have a lot of information and data that's been recorded, and they have firsthand witness.
If you check it out and you decide, you know what, this is, I don't believe this still, well, then that's fine.
Yes.
But don't discount anybody else's experience.
Yes.
Don't dismiss it. So, I mean, you take whatever you want out of a situation and you do what you need to do with it. But just because that's not your experience does not mean that somebody else is wrong because it's theirs.
Yes, I agree. So he's got another site, and I thought it was fascinating because this site has, the design is called the SETI site, and that's http://www.cseti.org. The site means the Center for the Study of Extraterrestrial Intelligence. It's an international nonprofit scientific research and educational organization dedicated to the furtherance of our understanding of extraterrestrial intelligence. It was founded in 1990 by Dr. Greer, and he also has other links and information about the ETI human relationship, the peaceful furtherance of the relationship. He also talks about different materials and technology that, had we opened that doorway of having a galactic relationship with other universal beings, that they could support and help our world here in towards becoming a better place. And so you can go to that site. I'm going to put this on our little chat room and just see, in addition to what other information that he has about this. Once again, it's people that are working in the scientific and research areas.
Okay.
Let me get that in our chat room real quick.
Now, sometimes there's been videos that I've seen, and I can't remember, it's been a couple of years since I've seen these the footage of this, but there was one in particular where I guess a satellite had caught pictures of something trying to enter Earth's atmosphere. It was like this little ball of, you know, just little ball of light, sort of. And something coming at it, it was like something from here, the earth or wherever, was shooting at it to keep it from entering our space. And it missed it because, you know, it moved really, really quickly. But, I mean, you know, I'm like, oh, what is that? If you're telling us that this stuff doesn't exist, then what was that?
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't get it.
Well, you know, airplane, the traffic controllers have seen space evidence of UFOs flying
mm-hmm.
on their radars. There was a gentleman that was connected to the Disclosure Project. There was 15 unidentified flying objects that they pulled up on their radar screens. It is phenomenal. And he shared that experience on the Disclosure Project demo on the where you can watch it. But, you know, like I said, there's people out there that have seen this all the time. And yet when they write and they talk about it, to their congressmen or to the government, the government's like, well, we'll look into it, or, you know, that's not our department, or
mm-hmm.
it's like blah, blah, blah. And yet these people, you know, it's fascinating how the human race, it's almost like the government wants us to be dummied down or don't,
yeah.
you know, don't pretend like you don't see this. And I'm wondering, if you do that, what's your agenda? You know, what's your agenda by not disclosing this? What's your real agenda by pretending it's not happening? That's the question of the day.
Well, you lose power. You lose power. You don't have all this almighty power that you thought you had that you tried to keep over the people. Now things are changing, and people are going to start to come out of their sleepiness, their slumber, and they're going to start using their brains. Because most of the time, when you know whenever you say something often, people will begin to believe it. But if you're not asleep, you can see that, you know, all this other stuff that you were thinking was true is not. And then, you know, the powers that be don't have that power anymore.
Well,
so
that's
then where do you
go from
about, there?
Yeah, let's start dissipating the power by more and more as talking about it, like shows like this.
Mm-hmm.
We have another guest speaker, SW Broadcasting. Thanks for joining us today. He sent us a link to Dr. Stephen Bassett. You can go to www.paradigmresearchgroup.org. It's paradigmresearch group.org. And Dr. Stephen Bassett's connecting to that. Linda Moulton Howe, over the last month, has had high-level Air Force personnel coming clean about a landing in Bentwaters. I think Linda Howe, that sounds like familiar to me. That name sounds familiar to me. She might be on this Disclosure Project. But just anything that you want to add, SW Broadcasting, let us know. Does she have a site? Does Linda Howe have a site that we can talk about, or is it on this paradigmresearchgroup.org with Dr. Bassett? We'd love to know. So we'll continue to be able to – we're going to post this show on our tweakingyourvibrations.com website. We'll have this up within the 24 hours, and we'll send any links that you guys want to send in to us at tweakingyourvibrations@gmail.com, or you can sign up as a guest there on our site. We'll be happy to post in regards to this show today. Let's see, radiodisclosure.com is Linda Moulton Howe's story. That's www.radiodisclosure.com. Very cool. Awesome, awesome. So we'll have to check into that and
thank
have
you
some,
for those.
You know, post-show notes, Angela, about that. Okay, let's see what else I did. I think I did another link, and their mission was to inspire, empower, and humanity to instigate change and catapult an uplifted shift in global consciousness. This is where Dr. Greer has had conversations about some of his work, and it's at the worldpuja.org. That's worldpuja.org, and I'm going to post both of those in our chat and also in our post ones. But this is like a whole bunch of radio group people that have gotten together, and this a woman there, and let me see. since I was speaking about Dr. Greer, I'll go real quick to this particular group. And she founded this site, or picked it up and founded it, and she's doing a lot of very cool things in regards to radio conversations and stuff about some of this. So let's see. It's the, let me see where her name is. I go down here about her mission statement. Let me go. Angela, is there, didn't you want to share something while I'm looking for this? Something that you wanted to share? I think that you were going to talk to me, say something about that.
There was actually. I can remember when I was, I must have been about two, maybe three. I had no idea. My parents, my mom was a very, very Catholic, and my father was a Jehovah's Witness. So, you know, this kind of stuff, we didn't talk about this kind of stuff at home. Especially me being that young, you know, there was no, nothing, you know, now that I look back on it, I'm going, you know, anybody who would say, you know, well, maybe you know, somebody told you about this, no. I remember my father and my mother and myself opening the front door and there being a UFO outside. Now, when I was little, I mean, I didn't know, you know, I'm thinking this is a dream because I don't know what this is outside. But as I got older, and this was a memory of mine that stuck because I was always wondering, what was that? Why were we outside? It was, you know, late at night. I don't remember anything ever happening after that. Or I don't ever remember being abducted or anything. But there was one particular time when I was on my way to school, and this was years later. I'm like maybe 28, 29. I'm on my way to school from Baton Rouge to Lafayette to go to class, and there's this bridge between Baton Rouge and the Acadiana part of Louisiana, southeast Louisiana, that's 19 miles long. And I remember driving on the bridge, and I get up to the end of the bridge, and I, from that point, maybe about 20 miles afterwards, I have no recollection of how I got from that point to where I was, because I had passed the exit of where I was supposed to get off to go to class. I had passed the exit, and I do not remember to this day what happened in between that time and the time that I actually woke up and saw that I was. What scared me was I looked and the landscape just didn't look right. It didn't. It wasn't familiar. And I had to turn around. My son was in the car with me. And so I was panicking because I'm going, I looked at him and he's sitting there playing his little video game. And I'm thinking, what in the heck just happened? So I do have a time where I have I don't know how long, maybe 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes of lost time.
Wow. That's incredible.
I
think people are doing that. You know, isn't that, you know, Close Encounters of the Third Time, that movie, I heard that movie is kind of close to some of the things that are happening too.
I believe that.
And,
I
you
love
know, there's
movie.
There's a sneaky suspicion that because people want to put weapons in space, and like a galactic war, there's a, literally some people that are on this disclosure project have concern over us being told that, you know, there's a threat from space. So to provide for the weapons to be put up there. And there has been a cover up around those ideas being disabled by ET craft. And it's all listed on that disclosure project as well.
Oh.
So, you know, if they know what we're doing and they have higher intelligence or they're actually, you know, using their higher intelligence, why not get on the bandwagon? Why not get on board with actually having, you know, just being able to have more common occurrences of other life intelligence, you know, having conversations or being a part of a galactic family. This information is, you know, this is like 50 years plus that people have been speaking about these, you know, occurrences and stuff. This is an old stuff. But I think more and more of us, you know, coming in, like, you know, I'm a child of the 60s, so more of us coming in have more courage to check, you know, to question more.
Mm-hmm.
About really what are you keeping from us, or what do we want to know more.
Oh, what do you think you're keeping from us? You know,
yeah.
What do you think you're keeping from us? Don't try to protect me. You know, don't assume the responsibility of my protection. You know, as far as what you think I should be protected from.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yes, exactly.
I am not a 2-year-old where, you know, that has to be watched around the kitchen so that I don't put my hand on a hot oven. I mean, you know, and if I do put my hand on the hot oven, it's not your business. I mean, you know, you don't have to police everything that I do, or decide, you know, well, you know, we're only going to let you know this, and then what? But you know, you can know a little bit, but you can't know all of this.
But the thing about it is, if you look at the history of where people have come, this is like the last 1,000 years. You know, as we evolve and we start, there was a time when, you know, only so many people had the advantage of education.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my daughter all the time, you have in this history, it's incredible that you have the kind of education that you do, because still in other countries, they,
yes,
you know, it's survival of the fittest. They are existing rather than thriving. And I think some of that, you know, some of that's breaking away. I think it's collapsing more and more as people are becoming more, you know, innovative and more evolved. But there are still countries that, you know, if they can just get something in their belly and they get a roof over their head, those are real pressing needs.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of information would not, you know, why, you know, they're starving, so why would they care about this type? And yet, it's, you know, but yet at the same time, mm-hmm, wonder if galactically, you know, in the ideal sense of it, that there were abilities to provide a more evolved, you know, universe as far as to feed and clothe and you know, support people, technology.
Yeah, but then the powers that be don't have that power anymore. You know, now you're out of that elite part of, you know, part of society that can say, you know, well, I'll have more than you have.
Well, part
and
of it also,
like that.
Part of it also is a fossil fuel fight. You know, I think that,
yeah,
you know, it's like, let's keep using fossil fuels at the expense,
uh-huh,
of our environment. And there's technology based on some of these, you know, some of these eyewitnesses that could change that. But the fossil fuel has got money in the back pockets of a lot of people. And instead of them saying, well, you know what, let's not put it at the expense of our environment, so let's be open to change, so that it supports everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they keep rocking and rolling behind the scenes. You know, they send their lobbyists, and they have their smart ways, and they line the pockets in. And, you know, here are water and our air and everything else, because of the industries of you know, moving in to make things out here. They don't want to change for that. But yet, just imagine our world having cleaner air, cleaner water, supporting other countries around the world in a way that enhances and evolves their human thriving. You know, that's kind of where I always focus on, is more of that information coming out here, more of that enhancing life, because there is, it's painful to be starving. You know, it's painful to want things and not be able to experience them. And, you know, some of that's got to stop. People telling other people how to live or how to experience,
yeah,
things, rather than empowering them to experience things. Well, you know, empowering goes a long way. And we didn't come here to be servants to a lower base mentality.
Exactly.
We came here to be creators, you know, of divine manifestations. And I think that that's what some of the galactic community wants to reach us and tell us, that let us help you evolve as a human being in a larger way. You know, come into the galactic family and not place ignorant or stupid based on a certain set of people that, you know, want to control your pocketbook, want to control your lifestyle, want to, you know, keep you dumbed down.
Did you, SW Broadcasting says that they do a talk show on International Shortwave Radio on some powerhouse facilities. The coverage is worldwide, and they would like to have us join them on Radio Disclosure.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
So, yeah,
let's make it happen.
That sounds fantastic. We'd love to do that.
Yeah, we'll just, well, let's do emails after this, and we'll definitely find you. And you can email us at tweakingyourvibrations@gmail.com, and let's get it rocking and rolling. That segues into back to the person at World Puja, PUJA.org. Her name is Maureen Moss. She's the president of the World Puja Network, and she has put amazing things broadcast together here as well. Channels, different products and services, but they're really about, they have a global internet broadcasting network and daily listeners in 139 countries. They're in the 10th year of international broadcasting, so more than 700,000 have made their way to this network. Their mission is to, again, inspire and empower humanity to instigate change and catapult an upgraded shift in global consciousness. So that vision is really in alignment with Angela and I's vision as well.
Yeah.
Isn't it, Angela?
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Yeah, so a shout-out to Maureen Moss for, and all the people that are in connection with her. Thank you so much for, you know, bringing this over the last 10 years and for continuing to feed in this. Dr. Stephen Greer is on that network as well, which is why I've why we're sharing about him. So we really, really appreciate that. Let's see. Oh, let's talk about the gentleman that I met. Do you want to go there?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
A couple months ago, at a meetup that I belong to, we were introduced to a gentleman named Sandy Nichols. His site is http://alienresearchgroup.com, alienresearchgroup.com. And what he was sharing was actually fascinating. His stuff was like, you know, I'm sitting in front of you, and some of this is fantastical, but yet at the same time, I believe it's happening. And he is an actual abductee. He's collected thousands of interviews in regards to you know, other people and what's experienced to them. He talks that he says this on his site: during the course of human history, a status quo mentality has been formed that limits the expansion of human beliefs and at times accomplishments to only those that can be detected by our five senses or confirmed in a scientific laboratory. Basically, there are only two things that people believe that contradict this limitation. One is a belief in an almighty creator, God, of the human race, and the universe. The other is the emotions that humans possess. Mm-hmm. Other than these two things, people tend to rely upon the expertise of so-called learned men to answer the most compelling questions of life. Where would the human race be today if men like Christopher Columbus, Galileo, the Wright brothers, or the astronauts didn't challenge the status quo? What if man quit expanding his knowledge when it was declared in the early 20th century by scientists that all knowledge that can be learned has been learned? Is it all that impossible to imagine that the human race would still be living in caves? As the human race progresses through the ages, other brave souls picked up the mantle of disbelief and challenged the status quo mentality. Each of these challenges was met with the same scorn and ridicule as days passed. Today, there's a new challenge that must be met. This new challenge, though, is not about human accomplishment, but about a universal awareness that is having an emotional and physical effect on thousands, if not millions, of human lives. I am talking about alien interaction on selected humans for as unknown reasons. I thought that was really powerful. But some of the things that he was saying was fascinating. So I'm going to put this in our chat room as well. Some of these will, again, also be with our Tweaking Your Vibrations TweakYourWeaknessYour.com. That's TweakYourWeaknessYour.com. You can find these. We're going to have these post show notes within the next 24 hours listed on our channel, our .com as our new show. So let's put this in our chat. And give me a moment here so I can go there. But Sandy, you know, meeting him, it was fantastic. I'm inspired by his work that he's doing, and you know, it's I have a lot of compassion. I have a lot of compassion for what's been going on with him, and you know, I've never experienced anyone closer that's been abducted. And I've heard that, you know, there's a lot of abductees, certain places in the country that people have been abducted. But I just didn't know in Tennessee, where I live in Tennessee, that that's ever happened. So he'll share on his website information and conversations. There it is. Angela is giving us the YouTube.
I'd actually gotten this from one of the Powerful Intentions. Someone sent this email to me about this. It's some video of UFO releasing like spheres on either side of it, and there's two. It was in Mexico, and it's two different videos of two different people took videos on separate sides of the city, wherever they were. And it's just absolutely amazing what's happening with this thing. This thing is just releasing all kinds of stuff, spheres on either side of it. I'm just floored by this video. And this was in May, I think May 22nd of 2009. They still haven't figured out what this is.
Wow. Well, you know, I think sometimes also that some of the northern lights, I heard that like strange activities happen around that as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, some of those northern lights up and the thing, I've been kind of reading that. It's fascinating when things change and shift in our world, you know what I mean? But more and more people are having these occurrences. And, you know, Angela, you are a little sensitive to spirits too.
Oh, man. Yes? Yeah, very.
I mean,
very
you take pictures
so.
Where there's orbs in your pictures, yes?
All the time. I just took a couple more where, you know, I'm not looking for them, but I just took a couple more where they're right there.
Hey, I've heard that those are also alien interactions. The orbs are like they come
that.
In shapes like that, and they're actually alien interactions with us.
I can believe
so,
that.
You know, we have what we call... this is what I've read and done research. There's 2% of us that is physical. There's 98% of us that's metaphysical. And in that metaphysical is more of a sixth sense. And if you get really still and calm and quiet, there is a huge amount of activity that your energy field can pick up.
Yep.
That it almost like as it picks up the information, It will create, you'll have it language to where your brain can process it.
Mm-hmm.
But it really gets to a point where you come into that place of no attachment to just the physical senses, because the more focused we are on the physical senses, the lesser we hear or intuitively pick up and, you know, through these senses. But our energy fields are like all around us, right in front of us. And I've done lots of experiences with that, and it picks up a lot when we're willing to allow ourselves to just be in a state of presence and just be still.
And not come from a place of fear with it.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's exactly it. Like, fear will shut it down. It's just our nature's not really, you know, pre-birth, our nature had no fear in it. We were fearless energy,
mm-hmm.
energetic and, you know, beings. And when we came here, that false evidence appearing real, fear was basically, we absorbed it by the conditions of our environment, by other people's opinions. We're like big sponges,
mm-hmm.
you know, as children. And we started just absorbing all this. And now as grown-ups, where there's a lot of us saying, you know, waking up and going, wait a minute, that's not my opinion.
That's
why
not
am
me.
I holding
yeah.
on to it?
Exactly. That's not mine. And
I mean,
it's a process of letting all of that go. You know, it's
yes.
a process.
Now, I did have a supernatural experience, and I'll share it here because I know somebody out there was helping me. I was in a really, really low place in my life. You know, I mean, there was a part of me that knew it, and there was a part of me that didn't care. And so I was drinking pretty heavy, and I remember leaving this place, and a friend said, oh, let me drive you home. Oh, no, I can handle it. And there was no way I should have been behind a wheel. But I was kind of half sleepy, half, you know, part of it maybe wore off. But I was more tired than I was, you know, filled with alcohol. And once again, I should not have been behind a wheel. So anyway, I was just, you know, playing major self-reliant. And I said, no, I can do it. Well, they drove me to where my car was parked at because I had gone to this club that all of us had gone to. I had gotten another ride. And I went and got my car, and I was driving home, and I fell asleep. And I mean, 5 minutes before I was to go into a 40-foot deep ditch, something woke me up. I mean, I was dead asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of putting the brakes on, I was in a Volkswagen little bug. I had no seatbelt on. Instead of, you know, putting the brakes on, which would have moved me into there because I was probably going about 30 miles an hour, I woke up, and all of a sudden it was like, oh, my God. I was in a panic. I was like half out of it, and I flipped the wheel to the left, and there was two big 40-foot ditches, two-lane road, you know, on both sides. And then I flipped it again, and I was going towards the left. I didn't know what to do. I didn't put the brakes on. I flipped it to the right, and I'm just – and then I black out. And when I wake up, and I'm not sure what time this was, all the windows in my Volkswagen bug was gone. They had pulled out. The Volkswagen top of the bug was crunched like I had rolled it. And I was in the lane, in the middle lane where that little yellow line is, perfectly in symmetric, sideways.
Wow.
And there was about two or three cars. It had to have been about 5 o'clock in the morning by this. 5:30, just light outside, and two or three cars were sitting there, and this guy was tapping me on my shoulder going, Miss, are you okay? I didn't fall out of that car. I had no seatbelt on. None of the glass, you know, got to me. I woke up, and I walked away from that, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I didn't even know how I did it. So if that's not help from the other side, someone out there, I don't know what is, because I don't remember the experience, and I've kind of thought about sometimes should I go under hypnosis and try to see what happened, but something helped me in
a
larger
about that
way.
Too.
And it, you know, it was like one of those things where I started looking at my life a little differently, and you know, eventually I kind of woke up spiritually. But that time there was no other, you know, nobody else around me to help, and that just showed me or gave me evidence that there's more powerful things than we. You know, we're ever even taught in the religions or taught in school or taught by our parents. Mm-hmm. And so that's, you know, which is one of the pre-pavements for this show is I want to put it on the table. Talk about it. Angela and I say, you know, we have the mouth, we have the voice, we want to use it.
Let's use it. You know, I've always thought too, though, sometimes whenever I've seen some of the UFO photos, wondering also if those, or some, you know, kind of spirit or light beings. It's not particularly a craft, but a being. Because sometimes those balls of light just look like pure energy. Doesn't look like any kind of particular spacecraft, even though, you know, we've seen the photos of the craft that, you know, they look like craft. But some of them just look like balls of light, like balls of energy.
Well, they could be out there, yeah.
Craft. Yeah.
I agree with you. And, you know, there might be getting brighter, too. Well, you know, one of the things that was on this disclosure project as well was a gentleman that was talking about they've actually made out of observation, quote unquote, space age technology. They've actually made the same objects from observations, from, you know, wreckages. There have been wreckages. They've been out in Las Vegas. There's been wreckages out there. When you listen to that audio or the video of that disclosure project. You get to see. And then, you know, we can always type up these other things too, but people have personally touched this material, have touched the wreckages, and then it's like a big old cover-up saying, no, this didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And threats, too. One guy was a radio broadcaster about a wreck that they experienced. And, I mean, it was like a big flashlight boom out in Nevada, around the Nevada area. It hit a hill out there. And, I mean, dove right into the hill. And so another time they were scattered, and the sheep of this one farm said the sheep wouldn't even go near it. It was just all this material. That was what I was telling earlier, where this woman, her father brought the material home. She picked up the material, and she said you couldn't hardly even feel it in her hand, but yet when she dropped it, it was like water. Anyway, there was a radio broadcaster out there that was going to broadcast some of this information. And, you know, it's kind of like the Men in Black. They were told specifically, if you continue with this information, we will shut you down today. So big hush-hush. You know, threats of, you know, this was back in, I'd say, I think 1942.
I think I heard about that story. I think I did.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, let's just threaten your life so that you can't disclose this.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And see, that's what I'm talking about with this power that we allow our government to have so much power over us when it comes to things. When it comes to all things, we're afraid of our government, and it should be the other way around. The government should be afraid of us, because these people are elected officials that we put in office. We put these people in office, and then we just go to sleep.
Well, let's just take the word fear out. Let's just honor and acknowledge on both sides, you know, the things that we can do. Our government is supposed to be for the people.
Exactly.
Not for the people with the bills in their hands. Not for the people with the money that can move around.
Not
but for the people of the people and for the people. And you know, interesting enough, it kind of ties to this whole thing about becoming a galactic society. There was a time. There was someone about it was a survival of the most loving. So we'll have to have a blog talk show about that, survival of the most loving. But there was a time. I lost my train of thought. I'm out here looking at the clouds while we're talking, and I'm like, okay, do I see something up there?
Look, that reminds me of some of the conversations that we have all the time. Like, what was I talking about again?
Yeah, a brain hiccup. Whoops.
God, I love it.
You know, I got it back. Thank you. I read not too long ago that a lot of our rules in society, and if you really kind of trace back and look, a lot of our rules, a lot of our agreements came from fear of loss, scared, fear of something. The wars out there, fear, defend, blah, blah, blah. And yet really, that is, again, false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's time to start changing and shifting some of these rules, laws, whatever, into looking at us from a masterful, creative stance. And I know I'm reaching, okay?
That's okay. Reach, honey. Reach.
But, you know, the more that we all play with, we are the creator of our own realities, the more magical it becomes. You know, you and I have been practicing that for, you know, since we started, and we've seen a lot of amazing shifts in our own reality, you know, what things that we're talking about in regards to transitions. But we are masters of our own universes, our thought universes, our emotional universes, you know, those things that you don't see until it's manifested, those energies. But if we start looking at one another and honoring one another as masters, we will probably have more galactic interactions.
Mm-hmm.
We will not be afraid of what may be happening in space right now. Maybe if we become more of an empowered, mastering type of human race, we won't have to have airbrushed NASA pictures and you know, personnel being threatened with their being fired or, you know, shut down the livelihood. Yeah, families threatened or, you know, men in black, you know, that that nobody knows. I mean, some presidents don't even know this information.
I know.
Congressmen don't either. That was why, you know, this whole 400 interviews in that disclosure project, 400 interviews of people behind the scenes. And I think it's just time to continue to put it on the table like everything else and see what happens. You know, let's quit being afraid of, you know, evolving. We see
exactly.
it all the time, you know.
Exactly. You know, when we look at, like, you know, we always talk about the dinosaurs, you know, they went through, you know, they got became extinct because, you know, they didn't, I guess they just didn't evolve. They were here for a long time, but what makes us think that the same thing, just because we're human and we're supposed to be so intelligent, if you don't evolve, then you just fall to the wayside. The same thing happens to us. And so we have to grow as individuals and as a group. As a planet, we have to grow in order for this planet to move into the next level, or, you know, for everything that we're seeing to kind of, you know, push on, because things, life does go on.
Well, let's just look at life, okay? If we're keeping people primitive and at a low-level being, and there's higher intelligence out there that can help us, what does that say about people that are in charge?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, how compassionate, really true compassionate are you for life on planet Earth? How compassionate are you when you know that this technology exists and you want to keep it hidden? How compassionate are you for people having a more quality state of life on this planet? How compassionate? I mean, are you really serving in leadership? Are you really serving the people that put you in office? You know, that's
exactly.
the big question I ask. Are you really serving us? You know, are you serving your agenda? You know, that
goes
over and over again. Because to have compassion is to provide your country with the best of the best so that everybody can have a quality of life. Everybody. There is no one out here any more or any less.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where my passion comes from, is like, you know, let's start talking about real, true human race compassion. It's painful to see other people stay in ignorance. It's painful to see, for me, it's painful to watch.
Not for me as well.
When people have things that can actually set people free and have a better quality of life, and they don't offer it out. You know, that to me is what true pain is. And, you know, we're not ignorant, but we're treated like we are.
Yeah.
And, you know, let me go back. Ignorant, it could sometimes be just, you know, it's not really so much of a judgment. Ignorant could be something that you unknowingly, you don't know anything about, but you could learn. Don't treat us like we're stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
Stupid,
but, yeah,
and illogical,
yeah.
And dumb. Like we're, you know, like we're eating off the, you know, like, you know, we're just back into where we don't have a brain to think. Give us the opportunity to think. Give us the opportunity to, you know, check the information out and either, you know, be open to saying yes or no. Just
mm-hmm.
offer it without attachment to your own agendas. Then I think of the people and for the people will be happy to serve that leadership is when you're saying, okay, here we are. Where are we going? What do we want our race to you know, evolve to on our planet? Let's start thinking more of a global community and not just, you know, I've got my own needs here in this country and
mm-hmm.
I've got my own needs there in that country.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that all this stuff is happening and it's going to continue to happen because that's more of a reality than what we're trying to shadow and cover up and say, you know, it's not happening. More
exactly.
more things are happening in spite of people omitting the truth of what's really taking place behind the scenes. So
yeah, I agree.
And we're going to continue to have these conversations, aren't we, Angela? Because we
oh, yes.
love it.
This is, yeah, we.
We want to dish about this, and you know it's already up to the close to our hour. So this hour
already. We switched from 30. We started at 30 minutes. 30 minutes wasn't long enough. So we pushed it to an hour, and it's like, you know, there's still, it's like, you know, the time just flies, man.
It does. We want to thank our listening audience. I mean, all of you so much in our chat rooms and our listening audience. We just so appreciate you.
Oh, yes.
For
you guys.
Coming out. Mary Kay, one of our friends. Oh, I love her to pieces.
I'm
and
so glad
Nuance
she came.
Team, Nuance and Southwest Broadcasting, Winterfire, other guests. We had UK, UFO UK. We so appreciate you joining us. Your energy has been just delicious to interact with. Thank you, everybody else out there. We so love and appreciate you coming and joining us. And please, anytime that you want to give us feedback and personal stories, I love relating to personal stories. I just find that the synergy of that just enhances, more quality amongst our relationships. So any feedback y'all want to give, it's at the top of the hour. I'm actually going to a meetup psychic group, so I'm going to say farewell to all of you. So I appreciate you. Thank you. And come join us again. We will definitely copy your number.
I'm doing it right now.
Yes. And thank you so much for being here. Come join us again for another whatever topic that resonates with you. Have an awesome, awesome Sunday. And until next time, remember, who you are is more important and more incredible than anything out here that you could ever put on. We thank you and appreciate. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye,
everybody. Thank you, guys. Bye.